Today I'd like to focus on the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles because it's a very important event in the early church. And it has to do with St. Peter, the first pope. And St. Peter was praying, and in a vision he saw this huge blanket come down with all sorts of animals on it, almost like a picnic blanket came down. And the voice of God says, "Take and slaughter and eat some of these animals." And St. Peter says, "No, Lord, I could never do that. I'm a good Jew. I only follow kosher dietary laws. I've never eaten any of these forbidden things." And God says, "What God has made clean, you are not to call profane." Therefore, he rendered all these different kinds of food clean. And this is very important. That's why we can have bacon and eggs, okay? It's very important. We can now have a ham sandwich. So we're allowed to eat pork. You know, if you only followed the Jewish dietary laws, you couldn't eat pork. You couldn't. There's many things that you could not eat. So this touches our lives and affects us every day, this important event. And it wasn't with Andrew or John or Thomas that this occurred. It had to occur with the first pope, St. Peter. He's the only one that could make this decision, because this would affect the entire future. So basically what this does is that, right after this vision, and it occurred three times, which is the number of perfection. Again, it occurred three times. And again, the same thing happened three times where God says, "I've rendered all these kind of animals clean and you're allowed to eat them." Well, just then, some people showed up that were Gentiles. And they too were told in the vision, "Go find Simon, now known as Peter. Come back and he will bring salvation to your household." So Peter went back. And as Peter was talking to these Gentiles, the Holy Spirit came down upon them. The Holy Spirit, just like at Pentecost, they had their own miniature Pentecost. And so St. Peter realized that salvation was not only open to the Jews, but open to the Gentiles as well. And the most important thing is that the Gentiles did not have to embrace Judaism before they became Christian. Does everybody get that? So that this is very important, because you know, when the Jewish people that had the law and circumcision and the dietary laws, when they became Christians, that according to the early followers of Christ, that was not a problem, because they were devout Jews and they became Christians. They already had circumcision, all those things. But what do you do about these pagans, these Romans, these Greeks, these Gentiles? And there was a group called the Judaizers who said, in order to become a Christian, you had to become Jewish first. You had to get circumcised. You had to obey all the dietary laws, all the ceremonial hand washings, hundreds of laws. Of course, that was a great hindrance to conversion, to have people have to embrace Judaism to become a Christian. Well, after what happened to St. Peter today, they didn't have to do that. That Gentiles, Romans, Greeks could come directly into Christianity without having to obey circumcision and the hand washings, the dietary restrictions, and having to do with all this things about the what's kosher, what's not kosher. Again, very important, because it would have been a huge hindrance to conversion if all these pagans had to become Jews first and then become Christians. So again, this is a very important event, one of the most important events in the Acts of the Apostles, because the Holy Spirit came down upon them, and then Peter baptized them and brought them into the church directly. And that answered the Judaizers, and eventually that little sect disappeared, and Jews could become Christians, pagans could become Christians, and again, it was a wonderful, wonderful event. And lastly, I would just like to say something about another pope. We heard about St. Peter today in the first reading. Well, today, just a couple words about Pius V, the pope of the 16th century, one of the greatest popes in the history of the church, one of the five great popes of all time. He's called the Rosary Pope. He's the one who ordered the praying of the Rosary for every Catholic throughout all of Christendom to pray during the Battle of Lepanto, October 7th, 1571. And the Christians had a great rosary victory, and this ended the Muslim surge from Egypt. If the Christians had lost this battle, all of Europe would have become Muslim. But thanks be to God, because of the Holy Father, Pope St. Pius V, ordering everyone to pray the rosary, Europe remained Christian during this naval battle. And so because of that, he declared October 7th to be the feast day of the Holy Rosary. That's how we got the feast day. Pius V was a Dominican. He wore a white cassock. And from that time on, every pope, whether they be Dominican or not, very few have ever been Dominican again, they all wear the white cassock in honor of Pope Pius V from the 16th century. So he had a great impact on the church. He reformed the liturgy. He wrote the council. He finished the Council of Trent. He brought it to a conclusion. He was able to write the Catechism of the Council of Trent and did so much for the church. So it's very interesting today to see in the first reading the importance of the Pope, St. Peter, and his decision, and then in the 16th century, the great St. Pius V in helping to keep all of Europe Christian against the attacks. And it was the praying of the rosary that he said would be the salvation, would be the answer. As we approach the upcoming elections, many issues are at stake, pro-life issues, marriage issues, family issues. So, of course, we all need to be praying the rosary every single day for our country and for true Christian values to prevail again in our land.